For the past 50 years, huge areas of Colombia have been off limits, too dangerous for tourists because of the country's long guerrilla war. But now security is improving as the government and FARC rebels negotiate a peace treaty. So Colombians have started to explore the mountains and jungles that used to be war zones. Reporter John Otis has been covering the conflict since 1997. He recently traveled with his wife and children to a national park in what was once rebel-controlled territory.
We've just arrived in La Macarena, where FARC guerrillas were once in charge of everything, from collecting taxes to imposing rough justice. During one of my reporting trips here in 2002, the FARC executed six town residents. My wife, Alejandra, who is a Colombian journalist, has her own harrowing memories of this place. Her father was held hostage by the FARC until her family cobbled together a ransom payment. Years later in La Macarena, Alejandra met a FARC commander who seemed strangely familiar with the whole story.
Suddenly we started to talk, and he asked me, "What's your name?" And when I said my name, he opened his eyes, and I realized at this moment that he was the guy who kidnapped my father.
So why would we want to come back here once again, this time with our 5 and 8-year-old sons? For one thing, the guerrillas have been driven out by the Colombian army. The town also sits next to La Macarena National Park, which has spectacular canyons, crystalline rivers, and world-class swimming holes. For years, fearful tourists stayed away from the park, but now they're flocking here. Like Bogota business consultant Juan Gonzalo Vallejo.
It's like a family jewel that has been lost for decades, and only one day you find it, and it's open for everyone, and it's time to enjoy that jewel.
About 10% of the townsfolk now work in restaurants and hotels, or as tour guides. Edwin Lopez drives tourists around La Macarena on his motorcycle taxi. People used to say that residents of La Macarena were guerrillas and terrorists, he tells me. But now, thanks to tourism, the image of the town has changed. Improved security is largely due to the 8,000 soldiers housed at an army base on the edge of town. It's home to helicopters and a firing range. But what makes the biggest impression on my 5-year-old son, Lorenzo, is a photo display of FARC fighters as young as 13. He points to a picture of a gun-toting teenager and says she shouldn't be in the war.
Esta es la tierra de las oportunidades.
General Carlos Rojas is the base commander. He calls La Macarena a land of opportunity. If the guerrillas sign a peace accord, he predicts that many more areas of Colombia will open up for tourism. Still, the country has been at war since the 1960s, so it's sometimes hard to imagine a peaceful Colombia. Reminders of the conflict are everywhere. While out hiking, we stumble upon a rusty antenna from a now-defunct guerrilla radio station. When we try to tour the Guayabero River, boat drivers tell us rebels are upstream and that it's not safe. So, we repair to the hotel swimming pool, but even here, an army chopper hovers overhead. That's why La Macarena's makeover feels fragile. All it would take is a single kidnapping or rebel bombing to bring the tourism bonanza to a halt. But, at least for the moment, thousands of Colombians, including my wife and children, are finally getting to know their country a little better.
To show our kids those beautiful places, for me, it's unforgettable. I'm Colombian, and I live here all my life, 44 years, and it's the first time that I can show them this freedom.
I used to breathe a sigh of relief when departing rebel-held towns like La Macarena. Now, as we check our bags for the flight home, I wish we could stay a little longer. For The World, I'm John Otis, La Macarena, Colombia.
You can see John's pictures from La Macarena, including one of his son being helped by Colombian soldiers. That's at PRI.org.